This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The National Transportation Safety Board has been in touch with Singaporean officials regarding the Dolly, the container ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge on its way out to sea from the port of Baltimore early this morning, causing that bridge to collapse. As NPR's Andrew Limbong explains, the NTSB is leading the investigation into the crash.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy said the investigation will examine both the reported power outage aboard the Dolly that occurred before the crash and the safety of the bridge itself.
Part of our investigation will be how was this bridge constructed? It will look at the structure itself. Should there be any sort of safety improvements?
Officials have said the bridge was up to code, but cargo ships have gotten a lot larger since the bridge opened 47 years ago. Earlier today, Maryland Governor Wes Moore confirmed there were six people still unaccounted for. Andrew Limbong, NPR News, Baltimore.
Those six construction workers on the bridge at the time of the collapse are now presumed dead. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced California Attorney Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick for his White House run as an independent. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more on Shanahan's selection.
Nicole Shanahan is heavily involved in California's tech scene, is an attorney, and up until recently used her very deep pockets to support the Democratic Party.
As I've re-examined my Democratic Party assumptions, I have seen conservative voters with new eyes, too.
Most of the announcement event saw speakers criticize pandemic restrictions, question vaccines in the government, and tout other conspiratorial topics central to RFK Jr.'s campaign. Shanahan echoed some of the skepticism, but promised to, quote, heal a country that she says is literally and metaphorically sick. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
Before she really even started, it seems former RNC chair Rona McDaniel is out at NBC News. The network, which only last week announced she was being hired as a political commentator, in a memo saying it will cut ties with McDaniel. NPR's David Folkenflik says the about-face for the network came after unrelenting pressure from both outside and within.
They thought that she was somebody who could not be trusted. Who were her loyalties to? To the audience of NBC, to the newsroom of NBC, to her former patron, former President Donald Trump, or to perhaps her own career prospects should Trump regain the White House this year.
NPR's David Folkenflik, some of the network's top journalists, including chief political analyst Chuck Todd, expressed dismay at McDaniel's hiring, commenting publicly. Strong gains today for an initial public offering of shares in a media company owned by former President Donald Trump. An initial trading on the NASDAQ exchange, shares in Trump Media and Technology Group jumped upwards of 30% before closing up around 16%. Trump owns roughly 60% of the company. Stocks were mostly lower today on Wall Street. The Dow fell 31 points. This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with Israel's offensive in Gaza, canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington amid growing friction between Israel and the U.S. over the handling of the situation there. Tensions increased after a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a pause in fighting, which the U.S. allowed to pass by abstaining. Netanyahu says the country will move ahead with an attack on southern Gaza. Visa and MasterCard are agreeing to settle a long-running lawsuit over the fees merchants pay for processing credit card payments. NPR Scott Horsley reports the deal is expected to save businesses close to $30 billion over the next 5 years.
Every time you swipe your credit card, merchants have to pay a fee to the banks and card networks that process the transaction. Those fees average about 2.25%, significantly higher than in other countries where swipe fees are more tightly regulated. Under the tentative settlement, Visa and MasterCard agree to a modest reduction in those fees, along with a 5-year freeze. Merchants will also be allowed to use discounts and surcharges to steer customers to cards with the lowest swipe fees, although, as a practical matter, many stores may be reluctant to run the risk of alienating customers. A coalition of merchants that's been battling swipe fees complains the proposed settlement doesn't go far enough. They're pushing for a legislative fix instead. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Two big names in the breakfast business are teaming up, fast food giant McDonald's and donut company Krispy Kreme announcing a deal where the company's products will be offered at some McDonald's locations. A phased-in rollout is set to begin next year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Integrative Therapeutics, with vitamins and supplements previously available only through practitioners, including Cortisol Manager. Unlock your best self with clinician-curated supplements from Integrative Therapeutics, now on Amazon.